Hello, KZN, and welcome back to this week's Angling News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I am your host, Vanessa Green, and KZN, a week of fishing it has been. Guys, last weekend was almost horrific conditions in certain parts of the coastline. It turned out to be absolutely amazing in the end, as our correspondence has reported on some epic catches along the coastline. Now, these include some stuff on the offshore side being tuna, dagger, and everything else in between, including some bottom fish if you could beat the tax man. In certain instances, there was the need to get the gaff. As for your rock and surfs, that decent sizes of cob has been reported, including some bronze bream. There has been some shad on the bite, which hasn't stopped, surprisingly enough. As for the sandies, yes, we have guys landing that all over the place as well. And when it comes to the freshwater, we have got Jan with an excellent report, especially if you are looking for that stillwater trout that's been on the bite, and the bass hasn't stopped at all. Now, we are going to get into all of this in this week's show, but before we do, as always, here's a special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
The Daiwa Saltist Star Drag Multipliers are strong, yet compact and light. A drag rating of as much as 10 kgs of pressure to the spool. Constructed from machined aluminium and anodized for maximum corrosion resistance, these are high-performing, durable reels. True free spool makes them ideal for long casting or live bait fishing. 6.4 to 1 gear ratio makes them fast enough for jigging, yet powerful enough to land big fish. Daiwa. Feel alive.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, that Daiwa really certainly something you should go and look into, especially as it is cooter season. Yep, that big fish is over here, and this reel is definitely going to be handling that. Now, let's get into this week's show, starting off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, where he was very grumpy this past week over his fishing report. Adam, sorry about that, but you were. Now, guys, Adam has had a bad week of fishing, but he predicts it's going to be very good. Here's his report of what's been going on down the South Coast over this last week.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and Vinesh. I hope that all is well in the fishing community. So, guys, it's been a bit of a hectic week this last sort of couple of days down on the lower South Coast. We've had absolutely crazy weather down here, from big seas, hectic winds, loads of rain, rivers that have burst open, and in the water, bro. So it's been really hectic down the side, Vinesh. Rock and surf fishing has definitely taken a back seat, just purely because the weather's not playing along. And again, it's in March. I mean, we shouldn't really be getting these sort of funny days with weather not being predictable and or playing up. I mean, the amount of rain that we had this previous weekend gone by, it was unbelievable. The amount of rain that fell inland, that pushed down, and I mean, Yuvonga Waterfall was absolutely flowing like a mini Victoria Falls in Zim almost. I mean, that beach was almost completely wiped out. The amount of debris that came down was absolutely crazy, Vinesh. It's a sight to behold, just how destructive it can be, but also just absolutely insane. So, you know, the last sort of couple of days down this side, rock and surf fishing, almost been a no-no. Even the diehards who would stick out the weather or the wind, you know, you're putting in a bait and it's coming back clean out. Not even the peckers were eating. No carantine, curry fish or anything like that. No crayfish or jingers or whatever you want to call them, bugs or whatever. Not even the barbel or the eel were interested in the bait finish. So it's been very, very crazy down this side. But things do look like they're picking up for this upcoming weekend. I mean, things look pretty good for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The wind does seem to be a little bit sort of east-west, east-west, east-west. But it does definitely look to be okay. So, you know, with this paddock comp that we've had now recently, everybody went up. It was an absolute success. Really good to see people out. There was a bit of a threat of rain, you know, sort of happening over the weekend, and it does generally over the paddock fishing comp weekend, but it sort of held out. Saturday was an absolutely pearler of a day, but things were a bit tough, you know, especially with all that rain and the heavy sort of weather we had prior to the comp. It made fishing a bit tough, but there were some nice catches. It was decent tilapia, You know, and the winning bass was 3.72 kilos, which is big for the lower coast. It's big for our side. It's not the biggest that's been caught in paddock, I would say. But, you know, with conditions being the way they were, it was definitely nice to see a big size bass pop up, which was good. You know, so it was a really good involved weekend. But, yeah, again, Vinesh, it's been a bit sort of, you know, up and down, you know, and again, I'm just glad the weather turned out the way it did for this paddock comp because, you know, again, a great size of bass that popped up for the winning fish. Conditions weren't favorable, as I'd said earlier. But again, nice to see everybody having fun in the sun, which is good, Vinesh. Moving over to the rock and surf side, as I was saying earlier, things have been really swapped down this side. It's been very slow the last few days, I must admit, and if not all our rivers open. So there was brown water around for most of the week and weekend prior, which just, like I said, made for debris-filled, muddied water. But surprisingly, though, and on a positive side, it did clean up fairly quick, which was very interesting to see. But the fishing was still poor. I mean, the sea was up, the winds weren't favorable. It was just sort of slow goings and slim pickings in between. I mean, there was a couple of smaller, very small live bait size, if not even under live bait size, blacktail popping up at Juvonga Pier, which, you know, the kids and the parents had fun on light tackle. So not much to report, unfortunately, Vinesh, down on the lower south coast, but it does look favorable for the weekend. We've got a bit of, on Friday, a wester in the morning turning into an easter in the late afternoon, blowing at around plus minus 15 k's an hour. Saturday, the wind is looking even better with a slight west wind early morning with a gentle southeaster of around 12 k's. Sunday, there's a northeaster blowing late afternoon with the swell for most part of the weekend, Vinesh, being at around the 1.5 meter mark. Now, even our rivers, with all that water coming down, it has slowed down a bit, but things do seem to be settling on the lower coast. So it does look promising for this coming weekend. I'm holding thumbs, I'm holding toes. I don't know, I'm holding everything you can. I'm going to turn salt, you know, cut black fowl. I'm going to do whatever I can to get the guys down on the beach and hope that the weather's actually going to be good, Vinesh. So look, hopefully one of those tricks do work and we actually do see some good catches down on the lower coast because it's been atrocious. But positive vibes, positive energy. This weekend coming up is looking to be pretty good. I'm sorry there's not much to report. It's just been that bad down here. I don't know what it's like being in Durban or North Coast if they had as much rain as we did down here. I don't think so, but it's definitely looking good for this weekend. So Vinesh and everybody else, I hope you have an awesome upcoming weekend. Stay safe out there. Let's see those catches and hopefully tight lines.
Adam, that was classic, my man. Wow, I think you must have been in over 80 reports of this podcast series, and I've never heard you be so desperate to catch a fish, going to do all your rituals. Buddy, you do what you have to do. You hold what you have to hold. But like you said, the fishing is going to be looking better, and I'm certain I'm going to have a better report from you next week. Look, we have to. The schools are on holiday. Sea's cleaned up. The water's looking good. There's predictions of good fish. There's been good reports of fish later on in as the week went on since the rains this past weekend. So yeah, I got a good feeling. You know, like you said, keep those positive vibes, buddy, and that is exactly what we will be doing here. Now, that rounds off the lower south coast, moving down to Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti. We are with Gary from the Kingfisher, and this is his fishing report for this past week.
Good evening, chaps. Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good day to you all. Yeah, it's a pity this wind got up again because we had some nice weather and a couple of fish that came out, you know, on the beaches and that, for lonely grunter here and there and a stumpy and some smallish pompano, the sort of 2 to 3 kilo one. But yeah, the sea was nice for a couple of days, and in those days a couple of cooter came out on the skis off Warners and a few snook. Yeah, the river's produced a few fish again, that the rock salmon and that kilo and a half, and you know, that sort of pound and a half top perch, and those little pike. But otherwise, seems to be winding down a bit. But let's see what happens now. You might get some of those big pompano and the stumpies, you know, a bit of prawn. If you haven't got crayfish and crayfish mix with something, squid or sea lass, or and use a pink prawn. Those pink prawns are quite nice. We've got it at the shop there, and put that with the sea lass. and a bit of squid with it. A nice pompon, I'll grab that. But anyway, let's see what happens in the week ahead. Tightline's for you.
Thank you, Gary. A very decent report indeed, my friend. What a difference 100-odd kilometers can make along our coastline. So, yeah, looking good in Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti. Now we're on to Durban, where we are with Mike V and Brad Krubler. And the news is always exciting. Well, it has been for the last couple of weeks. Is it like that this week? Let's take a listen and find out.
How's it, bud? With the seas being a bit up the last couple of days, and the bigger flatfish and all that have been missing a bit, there's still been a little bit of bite here and there, but not as consistent as it was. There was a lot of bronze bream caught in the last week because of the bigger seas. Some lovely stumpies were caught, a lot of rockfish. Lots and lots of rockfish and cob were caught in the last couple of days in the bigger sea. If you are looking for flatfish, Moyo's, that area has been the place to go to because of the flatter seas there. Guys have been getting the odd diamond, odd grey shark, things like that. Not too wild. Hopefully with the water temperature dropping a bit, all that will pick up. In the bay, the guys have been doing some lovely grunters still. Lots of snapper salmon and lots of those juvenile cob have been around. Kingy is still showing up here and there. Guys got a couple springer again last week. But yeah, a lot of big grunter. The grunter have been the thing that the guys have been chasing. On the ski boat side, there's been a lot of cooter around, a lot of snook. The guys that have put in the hours are getting a lot of fish. There's been a couple tunny here and there. The Oaks fishing bottoms have been getting some lovely rock hard. Again, the guys going very, very deep. We've been getting a couple killbeck. The bait is still very scarce, that's been pretty much about it. Guys, have a great one. Enjoy the weekend.
Right, good morning, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Right, guys, fishing over the last week. Over the weekend, we had lovely wind. When I say wind, gale force wind, left side, right side, and we did not manage to get out. But, yeah, when we got out during the week time, we've managed to get some really, really, really good bottom fish. Some nice slingers, soldiers, some very nice rock hard. When you do find the beck, the sharks are with them. Yeah, so guys, good luck on that side. On the game fishing side, guys, sad news. The water temperature is dropping quite drastically. It's gone down from 26 degrees down to 22 yesterday. So I think that the Dorado season is now officially going to be coming to a abrupt halt. There's still going to be one or two around the shipping area, but I really think it's getting dark for now. But the cooter definitely off from floaty Westbrook area. Some nice tuna. There was a nice sailfish caught off the Durban area around the barge. Tight lines, good luck, and enjoy the week.
Thank you, Brad and Mike. Good, honest report, boys. Thank you so much for that. Looks like it is not the best of times as we were over the last few weeks in Durban, but there has still been some rods bending, and thank you for mentioning those specific areas. I guess it's more of the offshore season, which is not a problem. The competitions are along the way, so we are about to get a lot of news and intel as to what's been going on with the amount of boats out over the Umhlanga competition, as well as the Durban Ski Boat Festival that's going to be building up. But as for the rock and surf side, thanks, Mike. We will definitely be heading down to Moyo's for that flatfish. As for the harbor, grunter, certainly the flavor of the week. So guys, that rounds off our Durban and surrounding areas. Now moving up the North Coast, we are with Jesse from the Kingfisher Salt Rock and Bolito branch. And Jesse is talking about what we can expect over these school holidays. So here is Jesse from the Kingfisher.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing well and enjoying this cold weather that we're getting. And I am. It's been a change from the sweltering hot Durban Bolito area that we've had the last couple of months, and it's well looked forward to. I think we've deserved a bit of a break from the weather. As far as fishing is concerned, it can be good and it can be bad. These cold spells like this generally mean that we see different species coming through, and the one thing that we've noticed is I think I mentioned last week that there was a guy that caught a brusher in the Bolito area, and that was before the cold even got here. So if that's any indication, it's going to be a really good winter, and with this type of weather pattern coming through early as it is, I can only hope for the best, and I'm expecting that it's going to be good. Just to try and cool things down a little bit. And the one thing we've been seeing, in addition to one or two of the colder water species coming out, like your bronze bream and your brusher, are quite a few shad, which is interesting because we actually, if I can be honest, we didn't actually see a massive drop in shad catches from shad season last year. And normally we have at least 1 or 2 months where there are no shad that come out. And I think the main thing is the guys still kept on fishing. They were persistent and they had their baits in the water. We had a lot of holiday makers come down and try fish for shad, which is one of the favorite pastimes of the guys that come from Joburg and all of that. They really enjoy catching shad, which is quite pleasant because they can take the family down. You don't need any serious tackle for it. And I think due to that, we had good catches of shad. Normally the guys kind of put their shad tackle away when it gets a bit quiet. They don't persist. But we did have a very good run. And I've seen now in the last week, especially in the Sharkers High Rock area, one or two of the spots up north, and then at the Tongat River mouth as well, the guys were catching quite a few shad. So good news there for those who have been waiting for the shad bite to get better than what it is. So positive news there. As far as the other edibles, as I mentioned, there's quite a nice thing is we get a lot of our holiday makers coming into the shop during the course of the day, during the holidays, and they'll show us photos on their phone and they'll ask us to identify fish that they've caught. And it's quite nice because not only are you educating them, and when they're asked about what fish it is, you have to give them the size restrictions, the bag limits, preferred bait, preferred locations, preferred tackle, and all of that. So they're learning a heck of a lot just by showing you the photo of the fish. But what's also happening is we are finding out what's coming out, and we can then instruct all of the other guys coming through what to do. And one of the most popular questions the guys ask us is, listen, we're here on holiday, we've just got some light tackle, what can we go catch? And it's really pleasant to be able to look at the guys and say, okay, well, this morning a guy came in and showed me that he caught 4 shad at Sharkers High Rock, or he caught 2 bronze bream at Salt Rock or Sheffield. So it's quite nice because it just helps everybody out at the end of the day. And Belita is a big area. The areas where we see photos from and the areas where we hear the catches from are vast, and we generally don't have any issues with crowded areas and all of that. So this week we saw photos of bronze bream, and it's quite nice. They haven't been massive, but they've been decent, I'd say, but a kg to maybe 1.7 kgs, nothing over that, but a few of them. And then we've had a couple of stone bream as well, which for most of you guys that fish for these fish on a regular basis, you all know that the stone bream and the bronze bream have incredibly similar characteristics and feeding patterns. In fact, the divers will often see that they shoal together a lot as well. So that's quite nice to know. If we're getting shoals of stone bream through, shoals of bronze bream through, it's a good sign for us. You know, they normally start to show up here in our waters in the region of July, although through to December. But if we're starting to have them come in from deeper water, maybe starting to push inshore, and the guys are catching, then it's all the better for the sport. Very, very good sporting fish. Nice to eat one if you catch one. Your limit is 2. Your size limit is 30 centimeters. And anybody can catch them. They're really easy fish to catch for the most part. We've also seen species like wave garrick here for a few weeks now, but the last week has been one of those weeks where a lot of guys are catching them, and they come through to the shop and they show us the photos, and they say that they're catching pompano or they're catching garrick. So I said, well, it's not really the right time of the year for garrick, but let me see the photos and I'll tell you. And I know 99% of the time that it's a wave garrick. So there's even further education going on there. And then we explain to them the difference between your three-spot Pompano wave garrick and an actual Pompano, southern Pompano. So that's quite nice. Offshore, I think we've had a little bit of rough seas. Not too many guys have gone out. The guys that have gone out have caught a couple of coots, and I've seen a lot of photos and videos from north, far north. I'm talking Sedona, Richards Bay area, of really big coots are coming out, which is good news. And then a couple down the south, I'm talking Port Edward area, which is quite nice because it's early for them there, you know. So there are fish in the area. I've seen no pictures of tuna coming out. I've seen very few pictures of snook. A couple of bottoms coming out, but I'll put that down to bad weather mainly. So as you guys know, it's the launches or the reports on saltwater ski boat fishing is heavily dependent on the weather. You cannot launch a boat in rough weather successfully, so it just plummets. Not like rock and surf, where you can go and find a nice quiet stretch where it's sheltered from the wind, maybe the westerly wind, by fishing in the Durban Basin or fishing in a cove or whatever. Out at sea, it just does not work. So yeah, guys, that is about it. I haven't heard much else apart from that. As far as your bass fishing is concerned, Albert Falls has been doing quite well. I've seen photos. The guys fished a competition there last weekend, and I saw a good couple of bags come out. The winning bag there in the MLF was 29 pounds, which that was Ben Connolly and Mitch Pintoffley. They took the prize there. That was really good. And then I see the guys fishing in Onda have been a bit slow. Guys fishing Hazelmere still picking up day by day, which is really uncharacteristic for these weather patterns, but characteristic for this time of year. So I'm just guessing there that the time of the year is outweighing the pressure from the weather. So we'll continue to get good reports from Hazelmere all the way through to the end of April, and we'll see how it goes. Guys, don't forget to give us some feedback. Let us know what's happening. And we appreciate it, as always. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jesse. Buddy, what a great report. I mean, what great detail in that report. So much to take in. Buddy, firstly, thank you for sharing all that knowledge and that input to the anglers when they come to your store, especially when they are showing you those photos. And yeah, I mean, educating our local anglers, but not just that, also the holiday makers, it just improves the spirit of anglers out there. As for that shad still being on the bite, being consistent at it, yeah, I totally concur with that. I was at Wild Coast this past weekend, and there were a couple shad that came out there as well. So yeah, that shad run has never really stopped. I mean, it hasn't been a thick run, but like, I mean, every week we're still getting reports of shad being caught. Which is all lining up for a great winter season. I can't wait to see what this winter brings. I mean, the bronze bream have been consistent. The shad has been consistent. The cooler the water, the more edibles there are on the bite. So yeah, we are looking forward to a really great winter season ahead. So guys, that rounds off Bolito and Salt Rock. Now we are up at Imtanzini Banks, and we are with Nick. And this is Nick's report for this past week.
Afternoon, Finesse. If you want wind, rough seas, powerful shore breaks, big shore breaks, organize a cooter competition. Saturday's competition, we had 41 boats going out, and most of the guys launched through the mouth. I managed to get 5 guys off the beach, all 5 that arrived to launch off the beach, but the shore break was something else. Anyway, the northeast blew all day, but the boats stayed out, most of them coming back at about 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The last boat came in at 4 in the afternoon, but it was a big boat. Sunday morning, there were some cooter caught. The biggest weight on was on the Saturday was 19 kilograms. Very big snook, which is, some of the guys say, unusual for this time of the year. Yo, what would have been a massive bonnie was taxed behind the gills. Some young lad. I think he was so excited while he was catching it, only to lose it in the last minute. But yeah, that's how fishing goes. Sunday, 8 boats launched from Imtanzini and 1 out of Durban. And well, we all know the southwest came through on Sunday and the sea was like a washing machine. We saw video clips from the Umhlanga camera while we were on the beach. and the two skippers decided that it wasn't worth launching, so they didn't launch off the beach. It proved to be a very good choice. However, Jürgen Swart, he's from South Cape Coast Charters, he actually lives down in Kanzini. He stayed out on Sunday. All the eight boats from Umdenzini fished the Gerrit Pets Idrid area, which is known for its kuta, and everybody sat and just watched in dismay him catch the winning fish. The club was buzzing. There was over 120 anglers. You can imagine with all the wives and the kids. It was, yeah, such a great festival of fishing, and the camaraderie amongst all the anglers was superb. Yeah, we had prize giving on a Sunday. First prize was 80,000, second 40, and third was 20. Although they got big cash prizes, they also got some very, very nice individual prizes. We got from ASFN, they formed the whole event. Rock and surf, oh, it was so windy and uncomfortable, not one angler fished on Sunday. There were a couple of guys fishing Saturday morning, caught shad and lots of little sharks. However, this morning, call them the coffin dodgers, the old brigade, they were down on the beach, and I'm actually a coffin dodger myself, by the way. They were down on the beach and they got, a nice cod, about 3.5 kilos. They got shad and of course lots of baby shark. This is the last broadcast from our shop as we are closing on Friday. Have a good weekend. The Saturday actually looks very nice for fishing. I've got a license renewal form here and I will probably have more time now and close the shop to actually go down and fish myself. Maybe do a live broadcast one morning from the beach to the sound of waves clattering behind us.
Thank you, Nick. Wow, my friend, what a great report of the Umlalazi competition that happened over last week. Clearly proving that, you know what, you put in the effort, you get the rewards. The last boat of the tournament, the guy that refused to leave is the one that won the fish. 80 grand in prizes. Well done to that angler. As for Nick, broadcasting for the last time from his store, I had a chat with him after this report, and Nick is moving on to some greater pastures. He's going to be in the movie industry. Well done to you, Nick. However, he is going to be filming from his area, so we will be getting more content from him, and even more on-the-ground content, because he'll probably be broadcasting, like you said, on the beach. So, Nick, thank you for everything, and we can't wait to hear from you again soon, my friend. All the best with the new venture that starts next week. I can't wait to hear more about it. So, guys, that rounds off Mtanzini, and it's going to round off the saltwater report with Richards Bay. We are with Ali, who's also had a bit of rough seas in our area this past week. However, there has still been some bending rods, and this is what she reports on.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you're well. Fishing this past week has been a bit tough, especially with the weather being on and off. Offshore anglers managed to get some kuta as well as some tutis. Anglers struggled to catch some bottom fish. Some days the swells reach up to 3 meters. So our harbour anglers have been catching plenty of kingfish and grunters as well as some rockwood. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and Tideline.
Thank you, Ali. So once again, another report proving that the rough seas has made it rather challenging for anglers to get out there and get that fish. However, those that did have received the rewards. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. Now moving on to the freshwater, where it is sounding absolutely exciting. We are with Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg, and this is what's been going on our freshwater scene over this past week.
Hey guys, so it seems that we are finally on the track for autumn. Days are all of a sudden a bit cooler. Sunrise is getting pretty late these days. Rainfall also seems to have tapped off. Rivers seem to be slowing down, as can be witnessed by the overflow of Midmar Dam wall as I pass every day. Water temperatures will start dropping appreciably now, so time for the tight anglers to start polishing their gear in anticipation, if they haven't already. While the rivers have dropped and cleaned up considerably since the last big rains, they may still be considered a tad high for the delicate touch for the dry fly angler. That being said, hoppers are everywhere at the moment, and there's not much that a large hopper pattern can't drift through, and when skated at the tail of a pool will elicit a rise or even six. A little further south, that is in the northeastern Cape, great fun was had recently at the Dirt Road Wild Trout Association Festival in Rhodes, where the rainbows were smashing a foam hopper. If the fish aren't coming to the top, you can hedge your bets with the standard hopper-dropper formula. Popular dropper flies you suspend below a hopper are your beadhead nymphs. For example, PTNs, golden hare's ears, Zach, and even a gun. Both the Bushmans and Moy Rivers have yielded some excellent fish in the last week. The Moy River was once again the playground of the Natal Fly Fishers Club NFFC anglers, with some reports coming in of good numbers of fish. In the 18 to 14 inch, that is 20 to 35 centimeter bracket, and a couple just shy of 16 inches, 40 centimeters. Such great fun on the light stream tackle and the 1 to 3 weight brigade. The KZN Fly Fishing Association, KZN FFA that is, held a trial for their junior anglers on the Bushman's River, and a mix of browns and rainbow trout came to the net. Congratulations must go to all the juniors who fished the trial, and tight lines to two of the KZN FFA youngsters, Griffin Price and Pete Lawrence, as they travel with the South African Junior Development Team to Spain. I'm sure there's going to be some great stories to be told after that adventure. As far as the still waters go, a large body of non-moving water will take a while longer to cool down. So guys, water temperatures are still in the 18 to 20 degrees C range, but with the cooler weather coming, that magical figure of 16 degrees C will be here very shortly. Waters will also clear as they cool, and the crystal clear, sometimes single figure degree water offers some great sight fishing opportunities over winter. Some excellent fish have been reported in the returns from the NFFC anglers over the last week. Good numbers of fish in the 16 inch, that is 40 centimeter mark, with some bigger fish also starting to make their appearance in the 16 to 23 inch, that is 40 to 60 centimeter bracket, as well as a bass of over 23 inches, 60 centimeters. Roll on the winter. On the bass front, there are still some good fish around. Last week we mentioned a SA Bass and Major League Cast for Cash event, which took place at Albert Falls this past weekend. The top three teams boated some excellent bags, with Mitchell Pentolf and Ben Connolly taking the win with a 13.32 kilo bag. Excellent fishing, guys, and congrats must go around to all the competitors. While Albert Falls seems to be back on fire, reports from Midmar is that the fishing may be a tad on the iffy side, with fish being spread out over a wide area. So the main objective, guys, here is to find the fish before you can even get into the fish. Still reports of top water frog action is still in the headlines. But as mentioned, it's hopper time. And back at Albert's, reports also coming in from fly anglers that are targeting carp on the surface with small hopper patterns. Further north, reports are that the smallmouth yellows of Sterkfontein Dam are also onto the hoppers. So guys, tight lines and pop into the Kingfisher Peter Madsberg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Another great detailed report of what's happened on our freshwater scene over this past week, my friend. Yeah, I can only imagine. As this water gets cooler, we've got that trout anglers licking their lips in anticipation for what's to come. As for those junior anglers from the FFA, wow, huge congratulations to them. What an achievement. We will be certainly following these two boys as they venture on into their angling journey. As for your line on find the fish before you can get the fish, well, that is exactly what we do here on Angler New South Africa. And it's thanks to guys like you and the rest of our correspondents that helps the anglers find the fish. Getting you into the right feeding zone is exactly what we do. And with that being said, it's time to round off the show, because it is school holidays. It is time to, you know, don't worry about the traffic. Ignore the traffic. Go out there and fish. The conditions are looking good. The weekend is looking absolutely amazing conditions-wise. A total contrast of last weekend. So, guys, get out there. Tell us what you've been up to. Tell us where you're heading. If you got a chance, meet me down at the Amschlanger Ski Boat Festival going on this weekend. It's going to be an absolute blast with great camaraderie amongst the anglers. And that is what the sport is about. So guys, as always, I am Vanessa Green for Angler News South Africa. Always remember to keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. So thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. None of this could happen without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.